1620 94.5 WTAW. The College Station City Council grants a rezoning request by a local nonprofit. Unlimited Potentials in its third year of redeveloping the site of a former College Station nursing home to help young people who have aged out of the foster care system. Past president of the UP board, Jackie Flagg, says the organization now owns the nearly three-acre site on Anderson between Anderson and Lemon Tree Parks. Flagg also reacquainting the council about services that are provided to those between 18 and 26 years old.
A lot of the kids come without any paperwork whatsoever, no Social Security. Some have immigration issues. Some have legal issues. We've got a lawyer in town who's helping us pro bono with a lot of that work. And we also got a grant from the Texas State Bar Association.
Councilman Bob Yancey told Mayor John Nichols he was approached by a member of the UP board about waiving some city fees.
Parking and building permit fees being when Mayor Nichols would be an appropriate time for that subject to be broached.
That would be something that it would have to be applied through staff, and it would have to come back to us at some other point.
The council previously approved paying for clearing the old nursing home complex. The council at its October 26th meeting approved rezoning that was endorsed by the Planning and Zoning Commission. That includes reducing the minimum number of housing units from more than 30 to 8 and adding more landscaping than city requirements. This is 1620 94.5 WTAW.